Hello and best regards to all readers of this website. After a long time of working and listening, I decided to place this project on the Electrode. The project is interesting because I made many mistakes during its creation, and it's a pity for me not to share these experiences with others. This project should be treated a bit as a warning, set of comments, slash experiences, and maybe a warning against too rash taking action without prior substantive preparation. Project, preparation and assumptions. At the beginning, it was supposed to be a simple design, the only assumption of which was the width of the column, max 17/18 centimeters. This is due to the fact, as can be seen in the photos, that a wider column would block my exit to the balcony. From previous projects, I had a few speakers on the basis of which I decided to build this set. Error 1. Randomly selected speakers. And they were Tonsil DDN2581, STX GDM14158SCX, STX GDWK10258 AWX, currently T10258 PCX. The housing was supposed to be closed with a capacity of 35 liters, and it remains so. The medium speaker chamber is about 4.5 liters. As the mid-range and tweeter speakers coincided with the STX FX200 set, I decided to commit to error 2, so I bought a dedicated crossover just for the STX FX200 loudspeakers. Granite fronts and the side of the column were an additional assumption. The elements shown in the photos are made of real granite. I ordered them from an establishment that makes tombstones. The decision to use granite to build columns results from my love for natural and solid materials. It did not necessarily translate into sound quality, another small one. Armed with speakers, crossovers, boards, and other materials, I decided to put it all together. The construction process was as shown in the photos below. Construction photos, version number 1, columns. After the construction was completed, the columns looked like this. The loudspeakers looked like in the photos. Maybe even nice. Unfortunately, they played hopelessly. Their terrible sound was due to several things, and the main reason for this was the placement of the woofer on the side, not using a sufficiently low division on the crossover. Error 3. It wouldn't even be such a big problem if it wasn't for the fact that the mid-range driver is only a mid-range speaker and not a midwoofer. Error 4. And what to do with it next? Unfortunately, the ill-thought-out design has already been closed, assembled, soldered, and glued. There was no large room for maneuver, and the advice of specialists was unambiguous. Thank you again, colleague Tom Q. Post. I started to figure out and build my own crossover. I armed myself with the home impulse program, microphones, resistors, capacitors, wire, and a room. The results of the measurements were, however, poor. Poor because the graphs turned out to be perfect, just the perfect characteristics of the loudspeakers. Unfortunately, the ear did not allow you to believe what the eye saw on the chart, ... So without going into further details of the measurements, because it already took me a lot of time and the speaker hobby began to take more and more of it, the prospects for a quick completion of the project were not optimistic, and the lack of knowledge was still gigantic. Also, the costs incurred for the construction of the columns were not low, and the granite fronts were hardly modifiable. In such a situation, I only had to report to someone who knows more about the construction of columns than I do. So I searched the internet for the nearest company that measures the columns. I found it, took the column away, and waited for the verdict. The new life of the project, i.e., version number 2, after taking measurements with appropriate equipment and in appropriate conditions, the verdict was as follows. In a word, a massacre. Nice housing, but it will be difficult to do something about it. However, I managed to convince your specialist to do anything with it. Such a tragedy. He did not have much room for maneuver because the above.